Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll give it another minute, see if other people come, but we'll be moving forward.
Okay.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I thought I was late. I didn't want to say my name.
Well, you're not late until it's about 3-4 minutes.
Okay.
But we will begin with the L'shem Yichud.
Okay, let me mute.
L'shem Yichud kucha b'richu ishkinte bitki lu'erkimu utki lu'utki lu'erkimu. Liyakta l'shem yudhe bavate. The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeihu. Today we will study the fourth Aliyah of Parashat Bo. It begins with Exodus chapter 11, verse 4, and completes with chapter 12, verse 20. This is a total of 27 verses, and we're familiar with the number 27 as being the number of letters in the Hebrew alphabet, including the final letter forms. We will begin with verse 4.
Vayomer Moshe ko amar Adonai Yohe Wahe. Adanu yo, yo ahedawanu hey yo, kahatzot alayla, ani yotze betoch mitraim, umet kol bekor, the eretz mitraim, mi bekor paro hayoshev al kiso. Ad bechor ashivcha asher achar harei chayim v'kol bechor beheima v'hayta tzaaka gedola bechol eretz Mitzrayim asher kamohu lo. Nihiyata uwekamo lotosif ulkol b'nei Yisrael lo yecherat ka'elev l'shono l'meish u'yad b'heima l'man tedun asher yafle Yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu hey yo, bein Mitzrayim ubein Yisrael, v'yardu kol avadecha eleilai, v'hishtachavu li lemor, tzeata v'kol ha. Asher berag lecha v'acharechen etze v'yetze me'im paro b'chariyah v'yomer Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe dawanu hey yo el Moshe lo yishma Alechem paro lema'an ribot motai v'eretz Mitzrayim u'moshe v'acharon asu et kol ha'mochtim a'ele livne paro v'chazek a
danu yo yo aheda wanu hey yo. Le baro willo she
has joined.
It's the nay Israel. May arto wayo mer adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo aheda wanu hey yo. El Moshe we el Aharon the Eretz Mitzrayim lemor Achodesh Hazelahem Rosh Chadashim Rishon Hu Lachem Lechadshe Hashana Daberu El Kol Adat Yisrael Lemor Be'asar Lachodesh Hazevayichu Lachem Ish Selvet Avot Selabait Wimimat Babait Miyich Miyot Shemi Sevilakach Uyushkeno Hakarov El Beito Bemitzat Nefasot Ish Lefi Aklo Takosu Al Hase Setamim Zahar Ben Shana Yihielahem Min Hakvasim Umin Haizim Tikahu Wechayalahem Lemishperet Adarba Asar Yom Lachodesh Haze Vishachatu Oto Kol Kahal Adad Yisrael Bein Harbaim Velahu Min Hadam Venadnu Al Shute Amzuzot Al Hamashko Al Habatim Asher Yoglu Oto Bahem We Achlu Ed Habasar Balaila Haze Tili Esh Hamatzot Al Merorim Yoglu Al Toklu Mimenu Nau Vashel B'mevushal B'mayim Ki Tili Esh Rosho Al Kira'av V'al Kirbo V'lo Totiru Mimenu Ad Boker V'hanotar Mimenu Ad Boker V'esh Tishrohu V'kaka Tochlu Oto Matnechem Hagigurim Na'alechem Beraglechem U'makelchem Beyedchem V'achaltem Oto Bethi Pazon Pesachu Ladonai Yo he wahe adanu yo Yo ahe da wanu he yo We avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim La'layla hazeh Ve'hiketi kol bekor Be'eretz Mitzrayim Me'adam wi'ad behema Uvechol Elohei Mitzrayim E'eseh shefatim Ani Adonai Yo hey wahe Adanu yo Yo ahe dawanu hey yo Wechayahadam lachem liot
al habatim asher atem sham b'ra'iti et hadam ufasachti alechem v'lo yihyeh v'achem negef l'mashchit v'hakoti v'eretz mitzrayim v'chaya hayom hazeh lachem lezikaron v'hagotem oto chag l'adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe dawanu heyo l'dorotechem kukat olam techagu shivad yamim matzoto kelu ach bayom harishon tashbitu seor mibatechem ki kol okel hametz benikreta hanefesh ahiti mi Yisrael mi yom harishon ad yom hashvi'i uvayom harishon mikra kodesh uvayom hashvi'i mikra kodesh yihye lachem kol melacha lo yase vahem ach asher yakel lekol befesh u levado yase lachem ushmartem et hamatzot ki betzem ayom hazeh Otzeiti et zivotechem meretz mitzrayim ushmartem et hayom hazeh ledorotechem ukat olam barishon ve'arba'a asar yom lachodesh ba'erev toklu Matzot ad yom ha'echad v'esrim lachodesh barev shivat yamim seor.
Has joined.
Lo yimatzeh bevatechem ki kol okel machmetzit v'nikrita Hanefesh ha'i me'adamt Yisrael ba'ger u'bezra ha'aretz kol ha'machmetzet lo tokeilu be'kol moshbotech
has joined.
Tochlu matzot. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading, all 27 verses. The English translation, chapter 11, commencing with verse 4. Moses said, so said the Lord, so said Hashem, at the dividing point of the night, I will go out into the midst of Egypt. The Hebrew word for dividing point is middle, chatzot. What's the middle of the night? The middle of the night is midnight. So Hashem said, at midnight I will go out into the midst of Egypt, and every firstborn in the land of Egypt will die, from the firstborn of Paro, who sits on his throne, to the firstborn the firstborn of the slave woman who is behind the millstones, and every firstborn animal. And there will be a great cry throughout the entire land of Egypt, such as there never has been, and such as there shall never be again. But to all the children of Israel, not one dog will wet its tongue against either man or beast, in order that you shall know that Hashem will separate between the Egyptians and between Israel. And all those servants of yours will come down to me and prostrate themselves to me, saying, go out, you and all the people who are at your feet, and afterwards I will go out. He, Moses, exited from Pharaoh with burning anger. The Lord said to Moses, Hashem said to Moses, Pharaoh will not heed you in order to increase my miracles in the land of Egypt. Moses and Aaron had performed all these miracles before Pharaoh, but Hashem strengthened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel out of his land. Chapter 12, verse 1. Hashem spoke to Moses and to Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be to you the head of the months. To you it shall be the first of the months of the year. We need to look at the Hebrew for verse 2. The first three words, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. The month, this month, to you will be the head of the months, Rosh Chodeshim. It's clear, except there is no reason for the word HaZeh. The Hebrew could just as well have said, HaChodesh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. This month will be, or the month, will be the head of the month. They would know it was talking about Nisan. So why is the word Hazeh inserted? The gematria of Hazeh is 17. This, I'm not sure what to call it, this word Zeh, is it a preposition, a pronoun, a personal pronoun? This word is being inserted because of some misunderstandings or some lack within Moshe. It takes a lot of discussion, and I'm not going to spend the time to do it. What I wanted to get across to you is that the word is an additional word that isn't necessary in the structure of the Hebrew language, but is necessary to teach spiritual effects. Continuing to read in the English, the verse 3. Speak to the entire community of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, let each one take a lamb for each parental home, a lamb for each household. What is the difference between a parental home and a household? These are code words. The household is a code word for the female, for the wife of the head of the true head of the house being the female. And each parental home is a code word for the male. Who is supposed to take these lands? How dangerous it was to take the lands. Remember, the lamb is the god of Egypt, one of the gods of Egypt. And they're to do so in front of the... If they're to do so in front of the Egyptians, wouldn't the Egyptians rise up and kill them? God forbid. This is an energy in this verse is certainty. In order to do this, to take the lamb, the children of Israel needed certainty. They needed to strengthen their resolve to not be concerned about what the Egyptians would do, but to only be connected to Hashem. Reading this verse, utilizing this verse, can help you connecting to your certainty. The Hebrew word that's being translated as lamb is seh, the sin, hey, the passion in the physical world. We know from the Zohar that the lamb is the most negative animal on earth. Why? Why do we know this? Because the lamb... In the zoos, they're given their own individual bowl of food. But it's not that they eat their bowl and leave the other bowls alone. They literally will go ram the other lamb away from its bowl. But it's not that it wants to eat from the other lamb's bowl. It just doesn't want that lamb to be fed. This is how negative the consciousness, energy consciousness of the lamb is. This is the epitome of passion, of the desire to receive for oneself alone. And the hay at the end of the word represents the physical world. Verse 4. But if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his neighbor who is nearest to his house shall take according to the number of people, each one according to one's ability to eat. Shall you be counted for the lamb? Again, why did this verse need to be here? What is it teaching us? As a practical matter, the people, when they came to Jerusalem to be observed by Hashem, and to eat of the Paschal sacrifice, they would do so in tables and groups of 50. Why 50? 50 is the letter Nun. The letter Nun represents the energy of falling. And clearly, the lamb was falling. Verse 5, you shall have a perfect male lamb in its first year. You may take it either from the sheep or from the goats. And you shall keep it for inspection until the 14th day of this month. And the entire congregation of the community of Israel shall slaughter it in the afternoon. You take the lamb in front of the Egyptians, you tie it to a stake, and then you continually inspect it. You tie it to a stake or to a bedpost in your own home. What is that doing? It's allowing you to take control of the desire to receive for oneself alone and transform it into a desire to receive in order to share. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel, on the houses in which they will eat it. And on this night they shall eat the flesh, roasted over the fire, and unleavened cakes, with bitter herbs they shall eat it. This is all describing the Seder. You shall not eat it rare or boiled in water, except roasted over the fire, its head with its legs and with its innards. And you shall not leave over any of it until the morning. And whatever is left over of it until morning, you shall burn in fire. And this is how you shall eat it. Your loins are girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is a Passover sacrifice to Hashem. Most people, when you have the Passover Seder, forget this verse. Because you don't really participate in a Seder in haste. The way the sages tell us that you must be completed with the Seder by midnight. That's what they mean by being in haste. Pasuk 12. I will pass through the land of Egypt on this night, and I will smite every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and upon all the gods of Egypt will I wreak judgments. I, Hashem. And the blood will be for you for a sign upon the houses where you will be. And I will see the blood and skip over you. And there will be no plague to destroy you when I smite the people of the land of Egypt. And this day shall be for you as a memorial. And you shall celebrate it as a festival for Hashem. Throughout your generations, you shall celebrate it as an everlasting statute. For 7 days, you shall eat unleavened cakes. But on the preceding day, you shall clear away all leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leaven from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. But on the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and on the seventh day you shall have a holy convocation. No work may be performed on them, but what is eaten by any soul, that alone may be performed for you. meaning you can cook. On Pesach itself, which is different than the Shabbat. Verse 17, and you shall watch over the unleavened cakes, for on this very day I have taken your legions out of the land of Egypt, and you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting statute. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month in the evening, you shall eat unleavened cakes until the 21st day of the month in the evening. For 7 days, leavening shall not be found in your houses. For whoever eats leavening, that soul shall be cut off from the community of Israel, both among the strangers and the native born of the land. You shall not eat any leavening throughout all your dwellings. You shall eat unleavened cakes. You think we got it repeated enough times? If you read through this, you'll see the repetition over and over. Do not eat leavened bread. Eat only matzah, unleavened bread, over and over. What is the spiritual reason behind this repetition? I'm not quite sure, but once the question is asked, the answer will be revealed eventually. That's the end of our reading, both in Hebrew and in English. We're over time, so we will not be studying the Perek Shira today. Does anyone have any questions?
Has joined.
You all have a beautiful day. We will have a class at 11 o'clock on Musar. We will have a deep Zohar class and at 4:30 and questions and answers at 7 p.m. These are all West Coast times. I wish you all Shalom Gadol, a great amount of serenity and peace in your lives. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, thank you.